Well, it's insane that I'm the one doing this because probably 2 years ago at this conference over at Lucy Monroe's in Christiansburg, I think it was Randy and Jerry, and we had a lot of fists on the table and writing stuff on walls, and we were all very passionate, and it was about a mission and a vision that we crafted. And it felt like it was necessary. Now, I'll just be very honest. We've talked about grace in this room. It was necessary. We felt good about it, but it's one of those things that corporate people do, businesses do, because you have to check it off the list. You have to do this first. It's kind of like you have to say a prayer before you eat. You know, sometimes you don't feel like praying because you're too hungry, right? But you do it anyway. You check it off the list and you move on. And it's one of those things that it grew on you. The more we recited it, and it's kind of like we were talking earlier about how you have to really preach it to yourself. And it's the gospel. Martin Luther talked about that. You got to preach the gospel to yourself every day, lest you get discouraged. And that's kind of, in a sense, this is our calling. And we've done this so much, we can probably and should recite it from memory, but we'll do it here. And if we can do this all together, I think this will be healthy. So let's read the mission. Positive Alternative Radio is a media group striving to glorify God through the use of technology to spread the gospel and inspire people to live passionately for Jesus Christ. Now, this is the vision we crafted a couple of years ago, and I'll kind of go as we talk about this new vision that Brian's laid out, but let's read this too. Positive Alternative Radio will be known for its innovative, relevant presentation of the gospel, championing the local body of Christ and the next generation of Christian media leaders. Now, on one hand, it feels good to do that. On the other hand, you're probably thinking, this is a little bit goofy. You know, we need to hold hands and stand up. And that's kind of the feeling I get sometimes with mission, vision kind of stuff. So when Brian tasked me to kind of be the guru for all you guys, I'm thinking, okay, I've got to be the cheerleader for something that I'd never dreamed I'd be a cheerleader for. And as far as just repeating a mission, a vision, but I've come to learn the great value. The core values here, passion, integrity, relational, excellence, innovative. This is stuff that we know. All right, this is, and Brian, you can correct me, Jerry, you can correct me if I'm wrong here. To be so good that K-Love wishes they were us, because I know 2 years ago when we talked about this, mission and vision was not just internal. It's not just for us, but this mission and vision is what we would put on donor mail outs when we have lunch with top donors. We would spread this out to the community and say, this is why you should invest in Joy FM. This is why you should support in WCQR. This is why you should grow with us. So I don't think this is what you would put on those letterheads or that you would. So that's right. So, you know, we've got this. We know kind of the dirt under the fingernails motivation here is this for us. And this is in big, bold print. David and Goliath was brought up. My pastor talks about, you know, and you know the story of little David, and you got the Philistine army. And I love the part after the giant has been defeated and the head is cut off and it's gory details. You got all these people back in David's army, right? You got all these people who were sitting there. They were so analytical. They were talking about, look how giant he is. Look at his, I mean, they were just trembling. They're analyzing everything until the giant's defeated. And then all of a sudden they're empowered. I mean, and they run and they don't just run the Philistines off. They chase them. I can't remember how many miles. It's mind blowing to think about how much motivation this has now given them to go and plunder the Philistine, the enemy. So that's something that in this room, we've got to catch that vision. This has got to be a contagious thing that spills over to our staff, to our team. Just as a side note, it's important. I think most of the stations have done this. It would be important and helpful for you to also take time, develop, adopt a local mission statement for your station or department. This is Joy FM's. So whereas we look at PAR's big picture goal, when we get a little more specific, when we come down from the 30,000 altitude from Brian's level, and we come down more to the Frankie, the nuts and bolts level, this is where our team really looks at. This is what for, like Joy FM, specifically with Southern Gospel, with what we have set out to do as that local team. And that's important to do as well. And I'll probably touch on it again in a moment. A personal mission statement is important too. So as you can see, you can go from the top all the way down to individuals. So why is all of this important? Mission, vision, and values. They should guide our business decisions, our promotional decisions, management decisions, reactionary techniques, how we're going to respond to conflict, to options that we're given, stewardship, budget planning, meetings, projects, everything. This is like a filter. It's like a sieve. Everything comes through this. And Adam and I were listening to a Share Media call yesterday on the way down, and I can't remember the lady's name, but she's with KTIS. And she had a quote, it may not be her quote, but she was talking about promotions, engagement, mission, and vision. She said a full calendar. We're in January. We look at this year and we say, okay, October's Breast Cancer Month. We got to do something with that. We got clergy appreciation. We got the 4th of July. We got Easter. We got Christmas. We got to fill up our calendar with all the promotions and all the busy stuff because the Crosstown Station's doing it. Or, you know, everybody does a Christmas drive, so we got to do one too. But she said a full calendar is not a meaningful calendar, not necessarily. Full is not necessarily meaningful. So that's very important. I think that's where your mission, vision, and core values really really come into place here. It's an in-your-face, why this station exists statement. It outlines why we're here, what we're to pursue, and what we're not to pursue. I think that's almost as important, sometimes maybe more important, what we are not to pursue, where we're headed, and with what qualities and values we use to accomplish them. Two questions you face. If you think about it, the only questions that employees and managers have moving forward, can I align myself with this organization? This is kind of like at the end of this conference, you know, you'll have some time to soak it up. And with all that we talk about here, it's like, all right, you may have a come to Jesus moment. Is this really the train that I want to be on? Is this the path that I'm really personally aligned with? And does the choice at hand align with the mission, vision, and values? Focusing on mission, vision, and values is more than just a yearly exercise, more than that nice thought posted on your wall. It's got to be adopted wholly, genuinely. It requires work. This is kind of a real moment here. I think we can all get religion here in this room. We can leave here, and we're going to be passionate, and we're going to be sold out for PAR and for our vision. And then we're going to get back to our teams, and we can make that contagious. But you're going to have people who are just going to do kind of what I did a couple years ago. You might roll your eyes and say, this is just one of those typical business exercises that, you know, we have to do it. We'll follow along. And in 2 weeks, we'll forget all about it and go back to status quo. Others will catch on quickly. Dr. Gary Chapman says people want appreciation to be genuine. Workers are skeptical of programs implemented from the top down where supervisors are given an instruction to communicate appreciation for each team member at least once a week. So it can't just be a checklist. If you're married, you know that you can't just say, these are the rules of marriage. Let me just do these every day or every week and I'll have a happy marriage, because that's not true love or true appreciation. And people are wise. They'll see through that. The same is true for schemes to generate higher productivity. So really, ultimately, this is not just a tactic that we're using to get more out of our people for less pay or with smaller staffs. Unfortunately, the mission, vision, and core values might be met by some on your team who are skeptical and think it's silly or a way for us to demand more work out of them. We want to give people a reason to work. You've heard that said. We all need to realize our contributions, value, and personal benchmarks to succeed or define personally and corporately. The number one factor in job satisfaction is not the amount of pay, but whether or not the individual feels appreciated and valued for the work they do. And I've got more on that in a little bit here. We're here to make a difference. The mission, vision, and values become a mirror that shows progress. Jeremy, as he prayed earlier, it becomes the standard by which everything is measured. And again, that's so important. And I will say, when you talk about being measured, measurable goals, and we'll be talking a lot about that, everything. So measurable goals also have to align with the mission, vision, and the values. They show us how to make a difference. They guide us. Our activities become measurable by them. A Moravian priest, I love this, told John Wesley, who was going through this period in his life where he just felt like he wasn't motivated enough. He felt like he should give up preaching, give up the evangelism. And this priest, this friend of Wesley, said, Wesley, you got to preach faith until you have faith. And then because you have faith, you'll preach faith. So some of this is kind of like the Nike thing, just do it. And after a while, it will catch on. That's kind of what happened for me. And we were doing this thing. Some of us may have thought it was silly. These meetings, these weekly conference calls, we'd recite sometimes in unity. Sometimes one person would recite it. And you know, the first few times we might thought, this is never going to last. You know, we'll get tired of doing this. But eventually it gets ingrained in your mind and your heart, and you live it out. You or your staff may have to just do it and just bite the bullet and just be that consistent, even when you don't feel like it. You know, kissing don't last, but cooking do. Kind of the same thing here. It's like, you know, sometimes these feelings don't last, but if you just sit there and preach it and believe, even when you don't believe it, remind yourself.
Oh.
Kissing don't last, but cooking do. You never heard that?
No.
That's a parking lot.
Oh,
okay. Oh, I love it all day.
So at some point, and I don't know what the magic formula is. I mean, like I said, if we get fired up here and we go back next week and we even fire up our teams, right? Those who don't accept it immediately, it may take them in different personalities, different way of, you know, reasoning. It may take some people on your team 3-4 weeks to really say, this is not going away. They really meant business. Others, it may take a month, 2 months. 3 months, I don't know what the magic formula is, but at some point, someone on your team just may not prove to be on board this train and may oppose it and just not get have the same passion. It may not be what they signed up for. They may just, it may be this whole realization. And part of the job as leaders is helping those to better placed opportunities. And I love the thought, it's not just, okay, you don't fit on this team anymore, kick them out. It's like, as a leader, you find out what they're good at and you help them on to better greatness in their personal lives. In your weekly staff meeting, recite the mission, vision, and values. Again, just do it. You can get creative in doing this. You can ask one person to do them. You can do it collectively. If you have, if you're musically inclined and you want to put the mission and vision to a song, sing a song with your staff. Just make it, somehow get it into their minds and just repeat it over and over. Continue to verify that the corporate and station mission, vision, and value statements are posted proudly and publicly in your building or studios. So while we talk about ripping it off the wall and making it real world, I mean, let's also assume that it is on the wall so that we can be reminded. There's some practical tips there. Staff members are encouraged to develop their own personal mission and vision statements and post them in their workspace. I've got one that that I've developed, and it's a little wordy, but I think it kind of matches up precisely with what I feel called to do and how it matches with Joy FM. Some people, like Brian, they have a very short, pithy statement that's this big, 30,000 altitude kind of statement, and that's cool. Other people, like Melody on our morning show, and you got to realize Melody's not full time and she's at Joy FM for 4 hours a day. Her mission statement personally says from 6 to 10 a.m. da 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 da. And so some people are going to have very specific statements. Others are going to say, my mission is to change the world. And that's okay. To each their own. It's their personal thing. I have done this, and I think it's important, not only as you do it in the staff meetings, put it on your agendas. You can set it in headers, cover sheets, email signatures. Find a way just to kind of automatically include it with a lot of stuff you do, and again, that's a practical tip. Dave Ramsey says it's impossible to talk about it too much. So most of us on air, we have a promotion. Even our own station name and slogan, we say it the first thing when we open the mic. We probably say it 2 or 3 times in our talk break, and then we close by saying positive hits, PER. You know, after a while, you, as the one who says that, you tire of your own name because you say it so much. But you got to keep this in mind. It's impossible to talk about it too much. Andy Stanley says you have to discuss the vision of the organization 21 times before people start to hear it. You have to restate your vision constantly so as the organization grows and changes, it continuously reflects the vision. So we're all dynamic stations and people and things are going to change, but you've got to always go back to that basic, that foundation. So find a way to incorporate it each staff meeting, then call on an employee to detail 2 key areas. I've found it helpful not to do this cold, not to surprise people. Maybe on occasion it works, or if you haven't prepared as a leader, you know, you might can give some grace as you do that. But the better thing to do would be a day or even a few hours before your staff meetings. Go to that person directly and say, hey, I'm going to call on you today in the staff meeting. Answer these questions. What did you or we do this week to fulfill the mission, vision, and values? And number 2, how did you see a fellow employee live out a core value? It just gives them a little more heads up so they can prepare a better answer and a more thoughtful answer because it's going to benefit your local team as well as PAR corporate. Keep the mission, vision, and values as a primary focus of all personnel one-on-one meetings. So as you have these private meetings in your office with your team members, everything you do one-on-one should also filter through this. So you're talking big picture stuff, you're talking little picture stuff. Ask direct questions to each staff individually about their measurable and alignment to the mission, vision, core values. Tie every employee, every activity back to the central premise of the mission, vision, and values. Dave Ramsey says, we're so crazy sold out on this idea that we make you memorize and recite the mission statement in the first 90 days you work for us. It's who we are as a people, and you really need to know that if you're going to be one of us. It's one way we create culture. And if the culture is changing, and you got to think about this, if the whole culture here in our organization is changing, we got to have the people change along with it and match up. So there's this new book by Dr. Gary Chapman. He's a fellow Winston-Salem guy, so we run into him a lot there in town. And this is a cool, he's got the whole five love languages that was written back in the mid-90s, is still on the New York Times best-selling list today. It's just an astounding piece of work that he's done. So this is the five love languages of appreciation in the workplace. And in it, he shows research that indicates employees favor recognition from managers and supervisors by a margin of 2-1 over recognition from coworkers. So that's very important as we talk about investing in our teams, that is coming from the top down. Each one of us wants to know that what we're doing matters. Motivation tends to diminish over time if no one notices a person's commitment to doing a job well. The appreciation from your supervisor is going to matter that much more than just, hey, you did a good job. That's important to get that from a coworker, but you can see there how much more important it is from the leaders. Outside the station to the public, our mission, vision, and values are important. Jerry is going to be working with each station to develop key strategies to enhance the relationship we have with donors. It's becoming crucial for supporters in knowing why, what, and how their giving matters. You hear that every time you do a coaching call for Share-a-thon. You tell the stories, you show the impact, and you show the vision for the future. I don't think anybody really wants to, although you have that person who roots for the underdog, people don't generally get involved with businesses that are going over their personal fiscal cliffs. You know, they usually want somebody who has a plan for the vision in the future, and they want to jump on that bandwagon. This is pretty key. Again, maybe I'm dwelling a little bit too much on this, but I'm trying to stay grounded. For those people who think this is silly, busy work, just corporate mumbo jumbo, as you ask these questions each week in your staff meetings, and to show it's not just busy work, tell them that everything that we're doing matters in that big spoke. And this is going to be a new reality for all of us, that their answers, even in those local calls, are going to be reported back. And I'll talk on that here in a second. As we talked about, Brian Sanders will show up oftentimes randomly and unannounced at a station during a staff meeting, and he'll have a gift card. And the question will be asked, who in this room can tell me from memory what are the mission, vision, and core values? The employee with the correct response receives the bonus. So this is kind of like, you know, not to put anybody on the spot, but just be an opportunity to say, hey, this really matters. We believe in it, and we're going to reward you spontaneously. So as the cheerleader for this, for PAR, what I'll be doing is, we have these weekly manager's calls. I'll ask for reports from your staff meetings as to how your employees are recognizing and responding to the mission, vision, and values. And this is what you can pass on to your staff. Their responses each week aren't just for your team to be encouraged and see it progressing along, but also it becomes the report that gets sent up, you know, to Mrs. Baker, to Eddie. So they can say, hey, last week, look what JYW did. Look at this key person here who just really went the extra mile. And that's just a way that I think, as we see this week, you know, becoming one, becoming more unified as an organization, that will continue from week to week. And if you're like me, there are more irons in the fire than you can count. Walking a strict line that is measured against our mission, vision, and values will ensure that we're doing what we're called to do, capable of doing, and are best equipped to handle, and not get distracted by other worthy but unfocused projects. That excites me, because how often does somebody come to you, whether it's an outside organization, outside ministry, or even some of your own staff, and they say, here's a great idea. We should be doing this for the homeless, or for the needy, or for crisis pregnancy. And really, you've got three other things going on at your station at the same time, but you feel bad because you know, well, this is a good, worthy thing to do, but you pile that on, then everything else gets diluted, and you don't move forward with excellence oftentimes. So by really sticking to your guns there, you can find out what exactly you are to do and what you need to say no to. And I didn't put this on there, and I haven't fully decided. Maybe one of the questions that I ask each week, not only is what'd your station do, and how did somebody on your team live it out? Maybe a question should also be, what did you say no to this week? because that could be pretty eye-opening.
Correct.
You know, and then we could all say, hey, maybe we're spinning our wheels in this area. We're not fully equipped. This is just a little bonus thing here. As you talk about mission, vision, you set goals for the new year. You will set out for the heavy lifting of actually doing the work. Dave Ramsey's key points here: goals must be specific and measurable, so be direct. They must have a time limit, be specific. The goals must be your goals, be passionate, have a buy-in to it, and they must be in writing somewhere, somehow. You've got to be reminded, otherwise it'll be out of sight, out of mind. So this is what I will do: offering dialogue and start the idea exchanging based on what we're learning from our teams and outside resources that we can share with each other. It's our place for accountability with other leaders here to share in the excitement and passion for leading with purpose. And again, I'm just excited about it because I think even if I get caught in a rut or confused as to, sometimes you may feel that way. You say, well, here's the option, here's the mission. I really don't know if this puzzle piece fits in. Maybe we can collaborate together and get some, there's a lot of experience around this table. So probably a lot of you are gonna say the same thing here, but I'm not the mission and vision expert. I'm simply the guru that's gonna say, let's have a party and have a pizza and talk about it and be reminded and take it back to our teams. So with that, thanks for entrusting me with this.